Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Ellis, and I've got Dr. Mark Dotzer with me today, the chief economist from the Texas A&M Real Estate Research Center. Now, that's a mouthful. Folks, you're going to have been for a treat. He has got some information that you can't wait to hear. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Boom. There we go.
Okay.
Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hi, Dr. Dotzer.
Good morning, Scott. It's great to be here with you this morning.
And you don't know how much I appreciate it. I have listened to you for literally over the past 20 years, I guess, and followed you. And folks, I'll tell you this. He's been right. His predictions, his stuff, his forecast have been dead on. So we're kind of excited to kind of listen to what's going to be your forecast for what's coming in our economy right now.
Well, let me give you a disclaimer first up. Being an economist, that means there's a 50% chance anything I say is wrong. That's just part of my profession. So you could have Bernanke here, and his odds wouldn't be that much better. So anyhow, with that disclaimer said, what do we want to talk about this morning?
Let's kind of start statewide. What are you seeing across the state?
State of Texas, for the last 18 years that I've been working at the Real Estate Center, always doubles the national average. Whatever the national economy is doing, we do twice as good. And despite what newspapers around the country say, there is an economic miracle in this state. It's there's no magic to it. The bottom line is Texas likes business. And there's a lot of states in this country that don't like business and view businesses as things that need to be taxed and regulated. And businessmen and women around the world know that Texas is a can-do kind of place to do business. So our job growth has been doubling the national average for the last 18 years, and it's going to continue to do that. The U.S. economy is doing okay. It's not growing as fast as we'd like, but with that said, it's growing slower than we would all like, but Texas continues to outperform, and I expect 2015 to be a pretty strong year for the Texas economy as a whole.
And Dr. Oster, around here, one thing that happened in 2013, we had the oil's coming. You know, it hit at $140 a barrel. Everybody was excited. We threw up hotels, we threw up apartments.
Yeah.
And I think anybody that thought it was going to stay at $140 a barrel wasn't the smartest person in the world. It dropped down to $40 a barrel, and everybody goes, the sky's falling. Just in our local here, right in San Angelo, I monitor our MLS. We've been about as straight and flat as you can be. It hasn't changed any. Hmm. You know, we haven't seen any drop, anything. Do you see that changing?
Well, there's some significant changes going on in the oil and gas business. There's no question about it. The agricultural industry and the energy business were the leaders that brought us out of the recession that ended basically in 2009. And now, interestingly enough, those two leaders have kind of reached a peak and are turning down again. The oil and gas industry is a pretty simple story. Whenever prices get really high, like $120 to $140 a barrel, you get a lot of people that come into the market, and suddenly maybe you had room for 10 oil companies and then you got 40, and then all of a sudden there's too much of everything, and then the price drops. It's called capitalism. It's not something to be afraid of. It's just how we roll.
And I guess this was a couple of years ago. I still remember your story about people have saved their money, and I was one of those people, and what hit home base with me. You said, "No, we've driven a car for 5 years now, you know, and the whole American, we're ready to do something different." Would you touch on that?
I would, and that's the strong part of the U.S. economy. The reason our economy has been weak is because we've had no leadership in Washington, D.C. for economic development for a long time. And because of that, our economy is based largely on whether our neighbors decide they want to buy a car or a house or a boat or take a vacation. And back in 2009 and 10, when the stock market had collapsed 40%, a lot of people didn't feel like buying a car or a boat. And that creates pent-up demand. And one thing you can count on Americans is we don't tolerate pent-up demand for very long. They used to say there's only two things that are given and certain: death and taxes. Well, I've learned there's another thing that's certain too, and that is Americans do not tolerate deferred gratification. When we drive an old car for a few years, we don't like it. We don't like old carpet. Our children don't like old cell phones. And so that pent-up demand is what we're seeing now. People are buying cars by the boatload. People are buying phones. It's a response to that pent-up demand, and that's why our economy is expanding in spite of our government.
And we've seen it, and we can sit around, right, like you said. In fact, I'm just listening to you. We did the same thing. I went and got a new truck. I thought, you know what? I have had this truck. I'm tired. I want a different one. So
that's your patriotic duty.
It is.
You're a hero in my mind. All of you out there listening to this, you should be going to the mall and singing the national anthem when you go in the door. It's your patriotic duty to buy stuff. It's 65% of our U.S. economy.
But our housing market, what do you see happening? You see the prices. We've had a pretty, not like Austin, which, you know, just skyrocketed into that. But here in West Texas, we've had a nice, slow, steady growth.